Earlier today, this afternoon, there was a round table that we had on the subject of cultural diversity. I mentioned, forgive me if I mention it again, but any of you who were there, that I was at the British Museum last week, listening to its director, Neil McGregor, who was introducing an exhibition on Moctezuma, the penultimate Aztec or Mexica emperor. This was the latest in a series on emperors of the ancient world, which the museum has presented. But the point was, which I wanted to mention, he made a very striking remark about the role of museums in general since about, say, the middle of the 19th century. Museums, he said, are the places where everyone of all classes, from all walks of life, and from every and any background can come and look at the world and see the same history, the same story, modified, of course, by their own experience, their own identity, their own concerns. Listening to him, it struck me that the people who best promote cultural diversity in journalism do essentially the same thing. And I think you have here, among the prize winners, some extremely good examples. All of these very different pieces of work from different genres, in all of them, nevertheless, there is, it seems to me, something similar, if not exactly the same. It's the same shock of recognition. What they do is they make of a variety of stories and experience shine through something which is recognizable clearly as our common humanity. The same storehouse, if you like, of values and concerns, expressed sometimes as dreams, all too often as nightmares, or as ordinary mundane worries and wants. And I think that sameness, in a sense, to me, is an important part of what cultural diversity is actually about. Thank you very much.